Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile. And actually, kind of a sad day for me today because it's going to be my last show here at KRVS. I'm moving on to another job. I've always been here as a volunteer, but it's time-wise, I'm not going to be able to continue to do the show. But I have just thoroughly enjoyed all my time that I spent here. So it's been absolutely fabulous. So today, it's also fundraiser time, and that's one of my favorite times here at the station because we get to see so many people that stop in, that come in to give their pledge in person. We get to talk to all kinds of people on the phone, and we get messages through the Facebook page, KRVS Public Media, and through the phone here. And I want to let everybody know, if you'd like to call for a pledge, you call the station at 337-482-KRVS or 337-482-5787. And I'm going to give this a try, but you can also call at 337-482-5787. So there we go. But please give us a call. Think about how important this station is to you and how important this station is to our region here and beyond our region. We get calls from people from all over the United States and outside of the United States. So it provides a wonderful service for so many people. And I'm going to be playing some music today, too, that from some guests that have come on and that I've been working with for quite a while. And we're going to kick it off with that all-star women's group, the Bonsoir Catin. And this is actually from their CD, Vive l'Amour. And at that time, the band consisted of Christy Guillory, Christine Bolfa, Anya Burgess, and Yvette Landry. And this is the first track on that CD. This is Mon Able Brune. Thank you. That was Faux Filet, and headed off with the vocals by Kelly Jones Savoy. And that band also consisting of Chris Stafford, Chris Segura on this CD that was put out, Andrew Toops, Mike Stafford, and Philippe Biadeau. And prior to that, we kicked it off with all those talented gals, Bonsoir Catan. And as I did say, it is fundraiser week here at KRVS, and we ask all of you to really continue to think about how important this station is in your lives and the day-to-day schedules that you all have and how KRVS kind of intertwines its way throughout those schedules. And you can call the station at 337-482-KRVS or 337-482-5787. You can also pledge securely online at krvs.org. You'll see the red donate button right on the front. We make it very easy for you. And I'm joined in the studio now with the development director here at KRVS, and she does so much for our community. But Judith Merriweather is here with me in the station. Good morning, or good afternoon, actually, Judith.
And Cheryl, I know that.
Sorry about that, folks.
So many microphones during fundraiser.
That's right.
You had said that fundraising is one of your favorite times of the year, and it truly is one of my favorite times during the year because we get to talk with so many of our listeners, and we get to talk with them about what they like here at KRVS and how much they listen throughout the year. So it really is a celebration for us here at KRVS, and we get to celebrate with so many of our listeners. We are celebrating a happy thing for you, bit of a sad thing for us. I know that you announced at the beginning of the show that you are going, this is your last show, but you didn't say what you're going towards. And I think we need to let people know that because we are so incredibly proud of you and so many people are proud of you as well. So let's tell everybody what you're going to be doing.
Well, that's very nice. I am. I get to really immerse myself back into the arts throughout the state as I've accepted a position with the Lieutenant Governor's Office and the Office of Cultural Development as the Director of the Division of the Arts for the state. And I'm really, really excited about that. As a lot of people know, I've spent a lot of years since I've, well, actually all the years since I've lived here in Louisiana working in the arts. And even in the just most recent job I had with Mr. Bill Fontenot, the parish president for St. Landry Parish, I did a lot of work on a lot of community projects, which involved a lot of Main Street program projects, too, which involved so many of the talented artists that we had in the area. But now I will be totally immersed back into the arts.
Absolutely. So. You're going to be head of the Division of the Arts and, you know, looking at arts all around the state and all of the varying kinds of arts. And we like to think that we've been a part of your professional development over the past, how many years have you been doing
this? Well, you know, I think I've been doing this. I was working at Cité des Arts when I started filling in for Marcy Lacouture. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I filled in for Marcy for probably almost 3 years. And then on my own now, when she decided she no longer wanted, she wasn't going to be able to do the show. I think I've been doing it now for 7 years. I think since then.
That's about as long as we've been in these new studios.
Yeah, because when I started filling in for Marcy, in fact, when I started doing it on my own, I think it might have been in right at that time, because mm-hmm. I was still in the old studio, which I have a big place in my heart for. And I love the new studio, too. But, you know, it's just kind of memories.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's been quite a while mm-hmm. that I've been mm-hmm. here at the station. And prior to that, you know, I mean, I see what a big, boy, what an important role this station plays in people's lives. Because before I started filling in as a guest host for Marcy, I volunteered here and would volunteer during the fundraiser time, mm-hmm. which we're having right now. And although I always felt a very strong connection to this place, that was when I really started to see what a strong connection so many people had to this station, and not only individual people, but families and generations and businesses, individual businesses out there. This station, you know, if we look at it in terms of the arts, it plays such an important role in terms of exposing listeners out there, to artists, and I mean artists from all, from every genre out there, from the literary arts to visual art, to the dancers, to the musicians, the theater people, whether it's the actors or the directors or the scene designers, and to the culinary arts. There are so many shows on here where the artists are featured. They're featured in live interviews. They're featured in terms of the material that they produce is being featured on a show here in the station. So it's such a great boost for those artists, but it's a great way for just individuals out there who are listening day to day who know. I mean, this is an art, the station. You know, public radio is, it's an art, and it's an art form. And what everybody does here, you know, especially when I look at the number of individually produced programs that are here, and they're all they're focused on the arts, you know, and mm-hmm. that's an art in itself to mm-hmm. do that.
Well, I can see we have the perfect advocate
yeah.
in you as you go forward to represent all of these various arts around the states and to advocate for these various arts. And that was so beautifully put that each one of the programs here on KRVS is a work of art. You know, whether it's a Japan Jukebox
yeah.
or Encore that Megan Brown does or Val Broussard's Franco Mix, each program is so carefully crafted and it's created with so much heart and so much thought. And yes, it is absolutely a piece of audio art that each one of these producers creates. And it's always so nice to hear, you know, a perspective like yours identifying that.
Well, and I know how many, I mean, when we look in terms of the arts and I look at individual artists, I just know how many individual artists are so connected to this station, and it has a big place in their heart, but it's also a valuable professional business tool for them. You know, like I said, whether they are coming live on a show or their work is being featured, or, you know, there are so many times throughout the day on this station when a calendar of events is given, and that's so great for so many of our nonprofit arts organizations and for those individuals who are putting together whatever that event or production is. And if you realize how important this station is to your life and to our state here, you can give a pledge, and you can call at 337-482-KRVS or online. We make it very easy at krvs.org. And there's always these great great thank yous that KRVS has.
And I do want to acknowledge an artist in our community, Kate Ferry, who designed our shirts this year. Yeah. She actually won an Addy Award for her designs for the shirts
right.
this year.
Fabulous.
So we're very proud of Kate for winning that and so grateful that she donated her services as an artist to help create the designs on our shirts for this year. And I also want to mention the poets who were involved in her design as well. Daryl Bork wrote a poem for the back of the shirt that has the snake on it. He wrote a poem about a king snake, and it's in French and English on the back of the shirt. And Jean Arsenault, or Barry Ancelet, wrote a poem about a cicada that's in French on the back of the women's shirt. Beautiful, beautiful cicada that Kate designed. So many artists, as you say, loving the station, donating their gifts to KRVS for items like this that you, who are listening now, get to wear as a little work of art when you make a contribution to KRVS.
That's right. And I want to mention, too, on the shirt that Kate Ferry did with the snake, if, you know, you get one, that design, and you look closely, the snake has all of the programs here at KRVS.
That's right.
Are throughout that snake. That's so what makes up the snake.
It does. So it's like the texture of the scales. If you look close, as you said, those lines are actually the names of programs here on KRVS, pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty astonishing little piece of art, and we really thank artist Kate Ferry for creating that for us. And each year we try to have a different artist to work on our items. You can find out more about it through our website, krvs.org. We do have images of the shirts there.
And I want to say, too, you know, we just finished up with Festival International de Louisiane, and, you know walking around in the crowds how many KRVS ball caps you would see. And it's always fun at the local festivals here to see how many different KRVS t-shirts and that people wear them proudly, you know, that they have one from 5 years ago and from 10 years ago and
20 and 20 and,
exactly, you know, and that's always fun to see when you look around, you know, you look around those festival grounds and how many KRVS, like I said, hats and t-shirts, and there's the KRVS,
the
tote bags
the tote
and
bag.
All of that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You see the little onesies on the on the little ones that are there enjoying the festival.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun, and it does give us it's very gratifying because we see how long people have been listening and how proud they are of their association with KRVS, and we hope that you listening right now will either add to your collection or start your KRVS collection and show everybody that you support the station, that it really matters to you for all these reasons that Cheryl is talking about. This is Cheryl Castile's The Exchange, and we are celebrating as Cheryl becomes the new director of the Division of the Arts here in the state of Louisiana, going forth to advocate for all of the arts as she has done so many years here at KRVS. And we hope that you will support this public space that you trust to tell you so much about the arts, and that you will support all of the many, many programs we have that, as Cheryl so beautifully put, each one is a work of art in itself. So Cheryl's going to play a couple more cuts of music, and then various staff members will be coming in throughout this hour to talk with Cheryl and talk about how important it is to make your pledge. That number is 482-5787, 482-KRVS, to make your pledge to support KRVS. Or you can do it very easily at krvs.org, one page. Just click that donate button. And you can also leave a listener comment. If you'd like to leave a comment for Cheryl, please do that, and we will pass it along to her and make sure she gets all of your good wishes and comments. So what do you have up next, Jenny?
Very nice. Since I got started doing this from Marcy LaCouture, I wanted to play one of my favorite songs that Marcy recorded, and it was from her CD, La Joie Cadienne. But this is Soleil Après Coucher.
Soleil après coucher, mon neige est pas arrivé. Couche couche après brûlé, caille était pas tiré. Va voir quel œil est, va voir quel œil est, va voir quel œil. Thank you.
the chicken is a frying. The humidity is rising in the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Moss on the magnolia, and it's grits and not granola in the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where I was born, where I was born. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where we love our musicians and our fascist politicians in the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Well, that crazy food is endless. You could slap your mama senseless in the poor defenseless south where I was born. Where congressmen are creepy and apologize to BP in the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where I was born, where I was born. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where it's grits and not granola, and they know it from Shinola, in the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Oh, I love it and I hate it, every now and then berated. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Every now and then I diss it. Oh, but when I leave, I miss it. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where I was born, where I was born. Oh, the sweet and sunny south where I was born. Where Washington and Lee can't get married legally. In the sweet and sunny south where I was born. But they laugh at my bad joking, and the circle's still unbroken in the sweet and sunny south where I was born.
Fabulous. Gina Forsythe, and that was from her CD, Promised Land, one of my absolute favorite CDs. And that was Sweet and Sunny South. And as I'm joined in the studio right now by James Hebert, and he said, because there's a little political feel to that song, and it's a good time of year. And I also want to say, prior to that, we listened to Marcy LaCouture and her song Soleil Après Coucher, and that featured actually Sonny Landreth on guitar. So thanks, Marcy, for getting all this started for me. That's why I ended up here doing this show. So, well, James,
hey.
Welcome to the studio. As I mentioned, it is fundraiser time here, and we talked earlier with Judith about the important role that this station plays in the arts and just in the whole region, state, and beyond. And I had mentioned that prior to ever doing a show here, I always volunteered during fundraiser time, and it was always so much fun to answer the phone because, you know, you would get a call, and this was years ago before a lot of people really started pledging online, but it was fun to get these calls from all over the United States.
Yes.
You know?
People call in from all over the world, even now with the online pledges, just to say to someone on the other side how much they appreciate public radio and KRVS across the world. So a lot of folks who have, for whatever reason, been transferred for work purposes and kept KRVS with them through the internet, I definitely want to reach back and show their appreciation because, by comparison, there's nothing like it out there.
That's right.
And so thank you to all the folks who do call in or pledge online, either way. But we like for our volunteers in the studio to be busy and to thank you personally. And, you know, Cheryl, you remember coming in as a volunteer and knowing public radio so well to be able to answer the phone and thank people and represent KRVS in that regard. as a listener for many years and as a member of the music and culture community. People who can call in now can speak to a volunteer. Our volunteers are very patient, and they'll take 2 or 3 minutes of your time to take that information down. And you can also leave a comment for Cheryl or any of our local producers if you wish to express your appreciation for a particular genre. If you would like to express your appreciation for KRVS representing the theater community, the cultural arts community, the university, the academic educational community, as well as the entertainment, the music and entertainment community, because programs like this and programs like Après-Midi that Judith does and all the interviews that all of our producers do when they have a guest in the studio, it's to represent the artist in the community in a spirit of cooperation and support to our unique community of creatives, artists, musicians, writers, and our academic community as well. So it is a unique offering in Louisiana, and the station is unique across the world. And our task this week is to celebrate public radio, to acknowledge your support, our listener support, the producers' efforts to volunteer in many cases, and to encourage people to please, at this time, especially now with all the state budget cuts and the challenges that organizations in the universities have to stay afloat and to make things work, we just want anyone who is a listener to please consider supporting. So naturally, if you don't listen, hey, that's okay, you know. Or if you don't listen a lot, please know that it's important that everyone support KRVS in some way. So a $5 contribution, a $10 contribution, or maybe you're doing well and you can be in the Cypress Lake Circle and contribute $1,000 a year. And the way that Judith has it set up, there are so many mechanisms and easy ways to contribute to this station. You can check it out online. We talk about it during the fundraisers. If you've been listening for many years, you know all those things anyway. So you can go right to the website, and you can choose your membership level. You can even choose to break up your payments. You can
see, and that makes it very nice.
Yeah,
I've done that.
how many things we do with regard to buying things or spending money? We choose the easy route.
That's right.
A renewed deduction from your credit card.
Yeah.
Because you like something, and you don't want to have to go back and purchase it every 3 months or 6 months. And in this case, Judith can set it up so that you will get a notice that, you know, your deduction has happened. So quarterly or whatever you want to set it up as, you know that you're supporting KRVS, but you're not taking your wallet out at that moment. You're not writing a check at that moment. So for convenience sake, we do set it up so you can do it very easily online or by calling.
And then here at the university, right, if you're a faculty or staff member, you can do payroll deduction for
and
that.
There's a few things as an employee of the university that you can do with that payroll deduction to pay for insurance or, you know, whatever, credit union or whatever. And KRVS is one of them. So as a member of the university faculty or staff, if you are a KRVS listener and you believe in KRVS and you support the university's mission to provide this service to the community, you can say yes and thank the university with your gift. And so it would be deducted from your electronic paycheck, because we don't get written checks anymore either.
That's right. All goes in.
So it's like these numbers just keep changing, but you do have the knowledge that you are receiving a service from the university and from KRVS, and you are also supporting that. So make the numbers work and call us today at 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or we have the 1-800 number for folks outside the state of Louisiana, or inside the state of Louisiana, outside the 337 area code. That's 800-892-6827. That's 800-892-6827. And it might not be Cheryl answering the phones, but we'll have a friendly operator or volunteer here to take your call. And it's 2 minutes of your time to support 24/7, 365 of your local community radio station, KRVS.
And I do want to say, too, some of my favorite things to have around the house, and I know my husband's to wear, are so many of the premiums that we have, just a way to say thank you for your support for the station. And Kate Ferry did a great job on the T-shirts that we have this year. She has the one with KRVS, and it's this snake design on there. And like we mentioned earlier, within the snake are all the names of the programs here at the station. And, of course, that favorite... we mentioned if you were at Festival International this past weekend, you saw people walking around with their KRVS hats on and people with their KRVS tote bags. And you saw the little ones, too, in their onesies. So those are just all wonderful, wonderful premiums as the station's way of saying thank you. And think about, though, a dollar a day. Even, you know, think about what you spend a dollar a day on, how many times you stop at a convenience store and pick up a soda, you know, or you pick up a candy bar or something like that.
A soda's like $1.25 in the machine outside right here. You know, I don't drink sodas anymore. I don't buy them like that anymore.
Even a bottle of water.
A bottle of water is $1.25, some places $1.50.
Yeah.
And just think if you contributed a dollar a day to KRVS, that's $365 a year. So many people would benefit from this public service, and you would feel great about your contribution to this radio station, even if you only listen to The Exchange, even if you only listen to Medicine Ball Caravan or The Fringe or Sound Club or any of the great programs that we offer. Just think if you would just pay that $1 per day and listen to one program, it's pretty much worth it per day. And then talk about the news, NPR News, Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and then The Fresh Air at 6 on Monday through Thursdays. So we can point to some of the programs that and remind you about the programs that you listen to, and we can ask you to consider a way to support it. If it's kind of difficult to meet the challenge with writing a check, please consider breaking it up. But please make an effort to do what you can to at least contribute something. We need every penny that we can get, especially now.
Yeah. And, you know, I just know from I was traveling this past week and traveling back from where I grew up in Wisconsin, and, you know, when I'm on the road and it gets to be a certain time, I always start trying to find, you know, especially the local public radio stations during news time, you
right.
know, because I just, it makes my day when I can,
yeah, and it's like
I
having
can listen
a,
to the news or first thing in the morning, too.
Have something that you're familiar with. So anywhere in the world, anywhere in the country, you can listen to the terrestrial radio broadcasts of the public radio stations. They carry Morning Edition and All Things Considered. But then when they take a break, it just doesn't have the same sound as the local spots and
that's right.
you know, the familiar voice of KRVS as a reflection of this unique community. And we've said this many times over the years, but it's worth saying frequently and over again that as you do travel, as you know, you realize how unique Lafayette and the surrounding Southwest Louisiana community is for many, many reasons. And it's evolved to be such a destination for people to come and to experience the food, the music, the culture, but the people are what really makes KRVS and Southwest Louisiana unique. We want to continue to be the voice of this community to tell our story. We want to allow the community to use this resource to tell the world how wonderful it is to be down here. And we joke a lot about if the humidity and the temperature would be more tolerable during the 6 months of summer that we have, how many more people would be living here, and we couldn't afford to be here.
It makes it a hearty people.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
It really does. So please think about how important this station is to your life and to the lives of those around you, and give us a call at 337-482-5787 or always pledge online at krvs.org. Well, we're going to listen to a couple more cuts of music, and this is actually from the Medicine Show Volume 3 CD, which the proceeds from all those Medicine Shows that were held over the years actually benefited so many of the people in the area and in the arts and here at the university to form the Tommy Como, I'm probably going to get it wrong,
the Endowed Chair of
you.
Traditional Music.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which is now such an incredible program here where people can come and take classes in Cajun and Creole instruments, and there's different folklore classes they can take with that. And it's just been what a wonderful addition to Absolutely. To the community here.
Yeah, we support Mark DeWitt and all the folks with the Tommy Como Endowed organization. And Cheryl, just as an aside, I'd like to thank you personally for all the work that you
fun.
Do.
And you've it's done. Been great. This has just been, you know, and I always tell people this, but, and I know I'm not the only one, I used to, and I still do, like, I just like to, I just like to hang out here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a, just a wonderful, wonderful place this is. And, you know, you even go back to the days when it was the smaller studio, and it was still the same thing. Like, people just wanted to hang out there, you know?
Yeah, it's a cool place to work, too.
It is. It's a very welcoming one. It's just been, I've had a blast. It's been really fun. So, listen, we're going to play a couple cuts from that CD and a band that I absolutely love, Mark Moe and the band, the Blue Runners. And here we go.
C'est bon que mon vie, là ça tout, mon temps complètement et mon noir dans mon passé. Maman tout Je bois les mémoires, me coupe au corps de moi, la s'efface, ma mort tout saut.
Thank you.
All right, the Blue Runners, one of my favorites, and actually one of the first groups that I was introduced to when I first moved to this area. I'm joined in the studio now one of my favorite people, Megan Brown from here at KRVS.
Hi,
good afternoon,
Cheryl.
Megan.
Good afternoon.
Fabulous. You had a good time at festival?
I sure did. Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yes, it was. Fabulous, fabulous. And what we were talking about earlier, Megan, is that it is fundraiser time here at KRVS. And especially during times like Festival International, you can walk around the crowds and you see all that support for KRVS out there. Not only, you know, are you listening to the festival via the station at times when you can't make it to the festival, but you just see all the people walking around with their KRVS ball caps and their KRVS t-shirts.
And they've got their chairs set up. And, I mean, it's just sometimes it's a sea of red KRVS chairs, and we love to see nothing more than that.
That's a great thing. You know, and Megan, the thing that, you know, when I think about this station, and I think you embody that, is, you know, that you really get how important this station is to the arts and to artists out there. You know, because you're also an artist.
Yes, and so I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I produce a show, but I also work here at the station, and I've been on shows to promote my music and my art as well. And it is a huge benefit for artists to have a voice in the community, to come here and describe what they do, because not everyone knows what goes into producing art. They might go to an art show or a concert and they see the final product. But on a show like yours and a show like Après Midi with Judith or with Cecil Doyle, they really have a platform to describe what they do in detail and talk about how much work goes into it all. And it's a great resource, I think, for the community.
It is. And if you think and agree with Megan about what a great resource it is, please give the station a call at 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, or 337-4-8-2-KRVS.
Yes.
Right?
Woo-hoo. That was correct.
There we go. And you can also, at any time, you can support the station online at krvs.org. And it's a great, safe, secure place. And I always like to mention, too, because I know Megan puts a lot of work into this, but a great way to always find out what's happening here at the station is through the Facebook page, through KRVS Public Media.
Yeah, and you can also go to our Instagram, KRVS Media. And everything from our Facebook page is also pushed to our Twitter, which is also KRVS Media. But yeah, you can see photos there of all of our guests who come in the studio or just what's happening on different shows. So it's a great place to stay in touch. You can share your photos. Please share your comments, good or bad. we take them all into consideration. And so, yeah, go ahead and visit it.
Very nice. And one of the really fun times here when it's fundraiser time is so many people that get excited about the premiums that the station gives as thank yous for supporting what is done here year-round, 365 days a year. And Kate Ferry, which was one of the artists who designed the t-shirts this last year, wonderful. But also, as Judith mentioned earlier, was coupled with two poets, and Daryl Bork being one of them, and the other poet, which it's Barry Ansellet, but the name he goes by is Jean Arsenault.
Jean Arsenault,
right?
Yeah.
And so they did poems which really related to the artwork that was done, mm-hmm. and really connected the culture of this area.
Yes.
So, you know, when you look at how this station, the role that it plays in the arts, as we were talking about earlier, they're a combined, you know, the written and spoken word, too,
yes.
with the visual art.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful, and I have both poems printed out on my desk because I just love the image on the women's t-shirt with the cicada. Barry's poem describes the cicadas shedding their shells, and I just love that image. And Daryl's poem is sort of is a way that I want to live my life, and he says, it says, "Be kind to me. I am your ground-level gift if you will let me be." And so I try to remember that when I encounter different people.
Yeah.
everyone can be your ground level gift. But he's referring to the snake, you know.
That's right.
You know, don't step on the king snake.
That's right.
Because they're beautiful.
Yeah, boy, I love that. Well, that's a great sentiment.
Yeah.
That you just shared. That's fabulous. And you, too, can be sporting those shirts for $75 pledge. And like we said, you can do it online at krvs.org, or you can call the station at 337-482-KRVS 5787, or a toll-free in Louisiana is 1-800-892-6827. Well, I have to say it's been a blast here for me all these years. And as always, I want to say a tip of the hat to everybody who continues to support this station throughout the year. I want to thank everybody here who works here. And then, you know, Megan, and because the last song I'm going to play, Your Generation, there is just a great group of young people who really get it, who get what life and community is all about, and supporting others and just doing good things.
Well, Cheryl, so, yeah. We thank you for being an example to teach us. And it's been a pleasure to watch you work over the years. And we're going to miss you over here.
Fabulous. I am too, but I'm still going to come volunteer. it's a great place. So, folks, please support the station, 337-482-5787. And we're going to go out, like I said, with another person who does a great job in his community, Mr. Sean Bruce. And besides being a talented songwriter, he does a lot of work to support other musicians and artists out there. And this sums it up, too, in his love for where he grew up. The song Louisiana. Everybody, have a good week.
She came from a town north of Maine. She wore a dress and a hat, hair down her back with a smile on her face. We fell in love, we were only 17. Two kids having fun, getting drunk, playing in sugar cane. But I was dumb and I was young, I never got her name. Oh sunshine, you light up my day. And I need to know before the storm fades away. I'm feeling bold, I'm feeling gold. So darling, what's your name? She said Louisiana. She said Louisiana. You are my sunshine, baby. Oh, how I love that name. Bars, we twirled around, we got lost in time. And I swear to God, her mama cooked just as good as mine. So sweet magnolia, sail away with me. I could show you the world and all the things that you never got to see. She said, hold that tongue, boy, you're staying home. But damn, that was so sweet.
Hi, this is Julie Falgu, President and CEO of the University of Louisiana Lafayette Foundation. I support KRVS because it's a wonderful radio station which offers many diverse levels of programming, such as some of my favorites, Morning Edition, World Cafe, E-Town, and the Blues Box. Please join me in supporting KRVS Public Radio.
On the next Arts of Space, cool new sounds from the International Ambient Electronic Soundscape. Music is by Harold Budd and Robin Guthrie, plus Tim Story, Green Isaac, Kit Watkins, and more. I'm Stephen Hill. A program called Arguably... post-ambient on the next Hearts of Space.
Wednesday night at 11 here on KRVS.
This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette.